pretty good sized congregation. I know in the years when I was in the ministry, and the pastor at Gilead and Fairbury went to that Stapleford congregation. What was his name?
And it was there that he hit his head, or it was...
No, that was later on, really, when I was at college, when that happened.
So where did he go from Staplehurst?
Anyhow, from Staplehurst, he went then to what we always call the Sturheide Beckmann congregation, sort of in between Johnson and Elk Creek and Tecumseh and Auburn and Table Rock. Sort of kind of in the middle there, but our address was, our mail came from Auburn, 14 miles away.
So that's really where you grew up?
There's where I grew up. I guess I was four when Ryan was born, and I was just 4 years old when he was born, and it must have been, I guess, I don't remember exactly, but it must have been towards that spring then that we moved down to. There was only a small congregation there, and Dad had to teach school, but since he was feeling better again after being out for practically a year, he said he wanted to have his feet under his own table. That's the way he expressed it. In other words, not live on charity, but earn his own living for himself and the family, although it was a meek living in that little congregation. They were out there in that nice prairie country, all had pretty good farms. They weren't so poor, but it was a small congregation, and he had to teach school and preach. He of course didn't have any English. When he went to town and talked a little English, he'd get along real well as far as he must have learned that, I guess, maybe, although he didn't have in his youth, he might have learned quite a bit of English there at the seminary, even with a lot of American boys there, you know, or young men. But he never had to preach, although I recall distinctly that sometime, you know, we over the winter months, we had to go to the public school, because we had our German, our school was all German from Easter until Christmas. Easter till end of June, and from beginning of September to Christmas. And from then New Year unto Palm Sunday, that was always the time to have the confirmation instructions. Whoever was going to be confirmed, that had them 5 days a week in the forenoon. That's how my last year, I was 13 years old, I was in that class too, together with Neely Beckmann and Martha Sturheide, of my age, and Sam Beckmann and Ernest Ginter. Sam was older than I, but Ernest was younger, but they were confirmed the next year, so they were a year behind me at college for that reason too. But anyhow, where were we?
Where did he go from Auburn?
From Auburn. In 1912, about in February of 1912, I had gotten a good start in going to confirmation class, and in a hurry I would go to school to get in the afternoon session at the public school, you know, a mile and a half north from us. I had planned to do that right along, since the confirmation instruction was always in the forenoon hour. But then in February, Dad moved to Gilead.
Gilead, Kansas?
Gilead, Nebraska. Not so far, well, 14 miles from Fairbury. And Reverend Zago was pastor. What we call Gladstone, out of a little town of Gladstone, 2 miles west, but only 4 miles from Gilead. And Dad and Zargo, they would exchange like the second Christmas day or the second Easter day and second Pentecost day, you know, one he was qualified to do, but which he hadn't to do, to use the English. You know, he had the background as far as from the Latin, I guess. And like I meant to say, at Auburn, there was a young man to marry a girl out of our congregation, although Dad didn't have to preach any English at all, and no English instruction in the catechism, Bible, history at our school. That was all German. Yet he instructed this young man in English, in English catechism, and confirmed him. And then, well, then he went to Gilead, and there he had to teach school, English school, besides German. Just a regular branches, everything, geography and arithmetic and reading and so on, spelling, which he hadn't done. He had arithmetic in English, and we didn't have any geography in Auburn or Johnson. And so he, I was confirmed then at Pentecost, and then in the fall, until I was through with Concordia, Missouri in 1918. I graduated in the spring, and already before, the beginning of June, by that time, Dad had moved down to Lincoln, Kansas, you know, the summer before my sister Claire was married to Ernest Meyer, and my dad just had to give up